From our point of view... Mm.
What's your business, by the way? Did you say?
We run a signage company called Creative Effects in Bromley.
Right, OK.
And we deal mainly with small businesses and motor manufacturers and that sort of thing. But any tax money that we get, obviously, we cannot reinvest, which means if we cannot reinvest, we can't employ new staff.
Right.
Which, you know, and of the tax money that we would be allocating to pay, if we could give evidence that, you know, it wasn't just sliding out the back doors into the directors' pockets, and it was being reinvested responsibly,
I suppose the difficulty, Sean, is linking corporation tax with the number of employees, because if you're in, I don't know, if you're in a manufacturing company, you'll probably have far more employees than you would if you're in a service company.
We've got 11, so, you know, it's you know, we're well under that threshold. Mm. And I saw an interview with Lord Saatchi in the summer, who was putting down a really good case for it.
Mm. Well, look,
it was the first I'd heard of it. So
I'd like to see tax at the lowest levels possible. But if we were to do that, we'd have to find the monies from someplace else to fund it. But I take on board, you know, I hear what you're saying. And one thing that we have committed to is to keeping our corporation tax rates at the lowest rate in the G7, which I think is important.
It's unusual to hear a Labour politician saying you'd like to see tax at the lowest level possible.
Go into politics to tax people.
You see, you sound like Peter Mandelson and Tony Blair. I can't imagine Ed Ball saying that.